Kane and Kingo.
It is a very good morning if you're just waking up to us. It's Fireball Friday, and it's all thanks to the Kogan Money Credit Card, a great value card. And for Melbourne Airport, you can park at Melbourne Airport from just $12 a day. A big McCafe menu coming your way on the Friday. We'll get to our Friday first thoughts very, very shortly. Friday confessionals, Carlton legend Wayne the Dominator Johnson.
Good morning, speaker, King.
Sean Higgins, and the Friday agenda returns as it always does. David King is alongside of me. And Kingy, what we're asking this morning is, you looked at the teams last night, and what was the first thought that hit your mind? Good morning to you.
Good morning, King.
Good morning, Cornsy. Mate, the first thing that hit me, I know everyone wants to get to the no-doubt Carlton, okay, but I think there are other stories in there. So the ins and the outs are always something that I love to look at. So Tom Jonas, I think, is the big story for me.
Yeah.
And I'm sure for you that it was something that you probably were more aware of than us, but to leave your captain out is a big decision to make, isn't it?
It is. So they rested him earlier on in the year, which was
a nice way of dropping.
Questionable. Yeah, which was a nice way of dropping the skipper. And I think the conversations have been reasonably honest with him, as you know, that's sort of Ken Hinckley's way, that there's no doubt as to how you are going and where you sit in the scheme of things. So he'd be fully aware of that. But it is, I mean, for a team that's won eight in a row, it is a big story. I mean, very rarely does a captain get dropped or be overlooked for selection. So that's the way that they've gone with. You were saying earlier on this morning they actually liked the decision.
I love it. Yeah. I do. I love it. I think that no one's safe. When you make those sorts of statements with your leaders, you're out of form. You're not doing what we need you to do. We don't dislike you. You're still part of our family. We still there's a spot here available for you, but you need to be playing better than you are, and we are playing at a level that we're not prepared to go backwards to bring you in. And I think it's a great message that will serve them well in the back half of the season.
All right, 1-300-736-736. Your first thoughts when you looked at your side this weekend, give them to us this morning. My first thoughts are, I'm really surprised Collingwood didn't rest a few, Kingy. Really surprised. And I get that you do come under scrutiny if you do that, and the risk that people say you're taking the opposition lightly, but a big trip to Perth, I would have gone, this is what I would have done. No Tom Mitchell, have a rest, stay home, Tom. Darcy Moore, who has a history of injury, and you know, you can't predict injury, but he's in good shape at the moment, stay home. Scott Pendlebury doesn't need to play, does he? Does Scott Pendlebury really need to play and go to Perth and play another game? Nick Dacos has been bashed up a little bit recently. I would have left him at home, and Mychek's the other one who I would have left at home and given some other opportunities to test the depth of the Pies. They'll still win. So they didn't really end up resting anyone. Jamie Elliott is out, but he's sore. Just surprised at that.
Yeah, it's a great call. The other thing that really smacked me was I looked at the Dogs versus the Cats. So the Dogs are going in. This is the starting midfield. English, it'll be three of Bont, Libber, Treloar or Bailey Smith, who's in great form, up against Segler, Blitzars, Bruin and Adkins. There's no Duncan, no Dangerfield, no Guthrie, no Holmes, no Menegold. You can just keep going. The Cats are decimated. And I didn't realise, you sort of knew the names weren't there, but just the glut of midfielders that are missing at the moment is going to make it incredibly difficult.
Be a miracle, I reckon. Especially Marvel. Marvel, like against this midfield and the depth that the Dogs have. I mean, the Cameron and Hawkins are going to have to kick probably 10 between them, but I'm not sure how it actually gets down.
Well,
that'll
have them 5-7. Are you prepared to come with me then?
We're going to get to that shortly. Okay, we're going to get to that shortly. The Demons are interesting as well. They haven't quite. This is just our first thoughts. Was we're looking at the side, haven't quite nailed down the right forward setup, I don't think, and they're going to go with a different one again. They're doing a lot right, Melbourne. Like if you look at their scores off turnover, conceding scores off turnover, their stoppage stuff is good, their inefficiency going forward, and the personnel that they want down there is an issue. So what's it going to be? Joel Smith with Van Rooyen and one of Gorn and Grundy? Tomlinson's going to go back. There's no Petty. Tom McDonald is injured. Ben Brown isn't there. So Yeah, just it's an interesting one in terms of how Melbourne are going to structure their forward line. Tonight's game against the Blues is clearly, you know, the most intriguing match of the round, I think.
What do people out there think when they look at their lineup tonight? What's the first thing that smacks you between the eyes? What do you got for us, Gornsey?
Right.
What do they got?
1-300-736-736. Will Tarryn Thomas play?
He'll play. 100% he'll play. And I'm wrapped to see him back. And, you know, there'll be people that have a different opinion on that, and that's okay. I think that's the best place for him. I think he just needs to be given – he's been given another chance, and now it's a football decision. The rest will work itself out. He'll find himself in court, and he'll face all those other – allegations in the next short term, which is next 6 weeks or so. But right now, this is the best place for him. I just want to see him playing footy. I want to see a smile on his face.
All right, North fans, you can have your say on that. Let's go to Sammy, who's in Mount Martha. You want to speak about the Pies. Welcome, Sam.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Good, Sam.
I just wanted to give you a chat. Craig McRae addressed that topic of resting players last week in his press conference, and he said it's just something he doesn't do. So I was just calling to say, yeah, I'm probably completely disagree. The guy's sitting 10-1. He's turned our club around. And, you know, anything can happen on any given day. But I'm a very proud Collingwood man who's backing my coaching.
No, and you should be. And he's hardly made any errors in his short time as Collingwood coach. So I'm just surprise. It's a long season. It's even longer this year. A couple of those key players have got a lot of miles on them, and it's a unique situation where West Coast are a really poor side, and I'm not sure they need to take the trip. But anyway, you'll back Craig McCrane. I'll question whether they should have rested them. That's the opinion game that we're in. Jamie's in Darlinghurst. You want to speak about the Lions? Welcome, Jamie.
Yeah, morning, gentlemen. Happy Friday. Hey, just a quick one on the back of your comment that I fully agree with on Tom Jonas. I just wanted to ask, what does Chris Fagan do with Daniel Rich, guys? Because, you know, we saw Simon Goodwin a couple of years ago drop, or he didn't re-include Nathan Jones as the captain at that point back in the team, you know, just because he was, you know, he just wasn't in, you know, wasn't good enough or wasn't in their best, you know, side. And I just think, you know, will Chris Fagan kind of have the same stones as, you know, as Ken Hinckley does and Simon Goodwin had?
It's a great call, Jamie. I put it on first crack last week. I'm not sure whether you saw it, Cornsy, but he just, when they press up the field, his opponent gets goal side so quickly and so easily, it throws the rest of their back six out of alignment straight away. Mm. And I don't know whether he can carry that to a final. Okay, he's got his challenges, Daniel. He's not getting any younger. He's nearly 33 now. He's not going to get any quicker. He is what he is. Does his field kicking override what he costs you defensively on occasion? Yeah. This is not an every time thing. It may be a goal a fortnight. But is that a problem going into preliminary final type rounds in the back half of the year? We're not worried about the Lions qualifying top four. They've got to qualify top two, admittedly, to win it. And they've got to win the big games. Does he help them? I've started to question that.
I think that's reasonable. The other one is Hipwood for me. 67 entries they had last week against the Crows. He touched the ball 3 times. Well, he just doesn't do enough away from the Gabba in big games as well. So Hipwood is the other one, a bit of an elephant in the room for the Lions. What's your Friday first thoughts? Annie is in South Australia. You want to speak about the big statement from Ken Hinckley. Welcome, Annie.
Hello, Kane. How are you going?
Morning.
I just want to talk about Tommy. I completely understand it is a big call, but we have leaders out on the field anyway and some emerging ones in Zach and Connor, obviously along with Ollie. But knowing Tom personally, as you would, Kane, he is all about the team and team first, and he just needs to go back to the Maggies and just, you know, really get some form in, and he'll be back there soon enough. So I absolutely idolise the ground he walks on, love him to death. But he, as I say, he's a team first guy, and he'll be okay.
Just on that one, Ken Hinckley spoke about Tom Jonas going back through the sample yesterday.
Tom will play for the Magpies this week. You know, we're in really good form. Tom's missed a bit of footy now over the last month. And as a good leader of our football club, he understands that the players who come in and played last week played really well. It is a big call. It's a significant call, but it's a call of a team that's in really good good form, you know, and really consistent with our behaviours. And we don't separate anyone, whether it be the captain or a first-year player, that the opportunity to play comes about through form and performance, and the team's performing really well, and Tom missed out last week.
Ken Hinckley there speaking on his skipper, Tom Jonas. Josh has been standing by. You want to speak about the Blues. Welcome, Josh.
Morning, boys. Compare the pair, eh? You've got Port Adelaide and Carlton, same age demographic, same average game, pretty much the same team across the board. You've got one coach and one team who's prepared to make the big calls. You've got Kenny who's saying that we want consistency in our team, we want collaboration. Then you've got the Blues. If your name's Lockie O'Brien or Silvani, you're guaranteed to play one game in a reserve and come up. What's Paddy Dow? What's Jackson Binns? What do those two have to do to get a go? There's clearly got to be a point of difference where we're not making the eight, and if we do, we're just going to scrape in. Boys, when's the club going to come out and explain this Paddy Dow situation? When's the club going to come out and actually make a statement and take Harry Mackay back to the two? Say to him, you need to get some form up. When's the club actually going to make a big statement?
Oh, I thought they made a reasonable statement in the last couple of weeks. They dropped a couple, dropped Lewis Young, obviously Silvani's paid a bit of a price. I'd like to see Binns. I'm looking forward to seeing Binns. He's been getting 30-plus in the reserves. But the gap between the reserves and AFL football, the seconds in AFL football, is enormous. And there's a lot of guys that just get stuck in the middle. They're the tweeners. They get stuck in between. I fear that Paddy Dow's one of those guys. And maybe even Jack Silvani's one of those guys.
Yeah.
Maybe he can play some good AFL games, but in the main, stuck in that middle bracket. So they're the ones that frustrate supporters because they don't quite get it done when they get their opportunity.
The tweeners. They call it in tennis, the tweener, when they
in between.
Smack it between their legs. The tweeners.
In between.
You got one
in between
for us?
AFL and in between. Just be careful how your words are.
Very good at the lower level. Just get found out
at the higher
players, level.
A lot of those
heaps
players.
Of them. Yeah. Over the journey, there's been heaps of them. Yeah. Alex is in Queensland. What's your first thoughts on Melbourne's team, Alex?
Yeah, g'day, Kingy. G'day, Cornsy. Just a bit concerned, really. Melbourne are chopping and changing, and they've been doing that for what I would say, I'd say about 4 years. You know, we didn't even have a settled forward line in our premiership year. And you look at our personnel across the team, there's no way we should be performing as poorly as we're performing in the forward line. Simon Goodwin was addressing this issue last week, and he said, oh, we're the number one scoring side. And, I mean, we should be. We're demolishing lower-end teams. But, yeah, there's no doubt that the forward line's not functioning, and when you bring in Joel Smith, it just screams of desperation.
Good on you, Alex. Strong thoughts there. I'm on board Melbourne, OK? I'm flagging the ground. I'm with
Melbourne.
Your
team?
Finish top four.
Hang on.
I flag.
This will be part of the confessional.
Yes.
Because you've made a big shift there.
Have I? Well, in Melbourne?
Well, everyone else was playing for second.
Yeah, well, that was at the start. That was like in February.
Oh, no, you backed over that about 2 weeks ago. Yes, you did. Two weeks ago, you said, I told everyone you're playing for second.
You just mentioned how many they've got out. Like, come on. I mean, if you take eight of your best 20 out, everyone's going to get found out. I didn't understand that they're all going to drop down like flies. Anyway, we'll get back to that shortly. Your Friday first thoughts, you can have your say on that. We are up and running, 1-300-736-736. The coaching landscape is interesting. We want to address the fallout to Damien Hardwick and the coaching merry-go-round that may happen towards the end of this year. That's coming up next. Welcome back to Fireball Friday. Lots going on this morning. Just before we get to the chat we want to have about a certain coach in the AFL, Scott's been waiting patiently. What's your Friday first thoughts, Scotty?
Morning, guys. I just want to talk about the mid-season draft. I heard on SEN, I think it was last night, they said that 10 of the 13 players picked up in the draft only had six-month contracts. Now, for me, it's completely wrong. I mean, I'm a Swan supporter. I think we got a guy from Western Australia, a kid who I think he's only about 21, and another one that was 25 from South Australia. Now, they've got to pick up their lives for 4 months or so, come across, try to integrate with your teammates. And, like, some people are introverts. It takes them a while to get going. you know. So I just think the AFL have got it all wrong, and they've got to make sure that the you get a mid-season draft pick up, they've got to have an 18-month contract, absolute minimum.
Even if Couldn't agree more with you, Scott. So they can nominate for that, which a couple did, but they're reluctant to do it because it might put the clubs off from selecting them. But it's an excellent call. Could not agree
anymore. If you've been in that situation, though, Cornsy, I disagree a little bit. It's not really about the money. It's the opportunity. So if you're stuck at the VFL or SANFL or next level down, all you want is the chance to go and train against the best, to go and perform against the guys that aren't getting an AFL game at the moment, to see whether you're up to it,
yeah.
To see whether you can reach the level. And that's all you got to do, is show that you can play at the level and try and extend
but
your own
But it exploits contract. That. The system exploits that. Of course they're going to put their hand up and go and travel around the country and leave their day job halfway through the year for that one opportunity. But the AFL should make it a bit more certain for them. So they have, if it's 12 months instead of six, do you know what I mean? Like it's a big ask.
They might not take the play. So if it's 18 months contract, they're not going to take as many. So you actually defeat the purpose of what you're trying to achieve.
Mm.
You're trying to give everyone a chance to keep fighting for that spot on an AFL list and the AFL dream, if you like. As soon as you make it 18 months, club's going to say, you know what? He's a speculative pick at best. We're not going to have the investment in this guy. Let's just leave it. Wait, we'll keep that spot in the list. They wouldn't do it as freely.
I don't know if that's good thought. Brett Turner, I think, was the one from Adelaide who just got taken from Glenelg in the SANFL, went to Adelaide, ended up playing SANFL for the Crows, and then 6 months later he's gone. No one hears from him again.
But he had his chance, didn't he?
I know, but it's
once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It exploits the dream. Scotty, it's a good debate, and I'm on your side. Kingy sees it a little bit differently. We'll give you a $50 gift card from card.gift, your go-to for Visa and MasterCard gift cards. Visit card.gift.